May it please the court, counsel. Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Joanna Christensen, and I represent the appellant Ponsmina Stokes in this matter. This case comes to the court on a reasonableness question, although it comes from some very different facts. Mr. Stokes essentially had two sentencing hearings. At the first sentencing hearing, his guideline calculation resulted in a range of 24 to 30 months. Immediately before the court imposed sentence, the probation officer noticed and told the government counsel that there was an error in the guideline calculations. The court adjourned sentencing and recommenced several weeks later with a new guideline range, 70 to 87 months, more than twice the high end of the previous range. While we do not dispute that the second range is the correctly calculated range, our issue is with the fact that the only difference between the first sentencing and the second sentencing is the guideline range. The record in this case indicates the district court gave too much weight to the guidelines. I realize this court has held that the guidelines are presumptively reasonable, a sentence within those guidelines is presumptively reasonable, and has reaffirmed that several times. We are challenging that in order to, of course, preserve it for Supreme Court review. And aside from the presumption, we also believe that in the end, Mr. Stokes' sentence of 70 months is unreasonable, given the fact the district court just relied on his previous criminal history and the facts of this offense without looking at the remaining 3553A factors. At sentencing, at the second sentencing, defense counsel brought to the court's attention the need for Mr. Stokes to have substance abuse treatment, continued education, and also noted he had an employment history, which is not always something that goes in defendant's favor. The court, in addition, believed that Mr. Stokes would only serve an additional 3 years after sentencing, which in fact was untrue. He was sentenced to 70 months, 85% is approximately 60 months, and he would be serving at least 5 years in the Bureau of Prisons with good time credit. Therefore, unless the court has further questions, we have filed a motion noting the Supreme Court's grant of cert in this issue, and would ask the court, if the court is inclined to affirm based on the presumption, to hold this case pending outcome of those two cases in front of the Supreme Court.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Christensen. Mr. Leggins?
Good morning, Your Honors. I believe the controlling law in this case I agree with the defendant on this one, that the rebuttable presumption that arises from the line of authority that this court has established would preclude any relief in this case unless the Supreme Court's grant of certiorari in the case currently pending before the Supreme Court changes that. The sentence that the court imposed in this case, the defendant cannot show that it was unreasonable. This was a defendant who had 5 prior drug convictions. He was on probation for drugs at the time this offense was committed, and in light of that, Your Honors, we believe the sentence was appropriate, and unless this court has no questions, then I will rest on our brief.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Leggins. Ms. Christensen, do you have anything further? Okay, well, thank you very much. We thank the defenders for undertaking this defense.